We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Real Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today.
Learn from your mother at home.
There are things that are right, and there are things that are wrong. Some people may not think so today, but there are those things which are right, and God is always right, and His way is always right. And we are endeavoring to present His way on this broadcast, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to those in our congregation. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your way, for we know, as Jesus said, He was the way, the truth, and the life. And we're so thankful that we have the opportunity of presenting His gospel on this broadcast today. And we're thankful for each one in our congregation. We know that You love each one. We know that You care for them. And we're praying that even through this broadcast, You'll minister to them and make it a blessing. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict, in this His glorious day. Ye that are men now serve Him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To Him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. We with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Our subject for today's broadcast, challenges for young people. And our text of scripture, a very familiar one, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Young people are challenged with many things today. Some are good, and some are not good. Some are bad. Therefore, decisions must be made. In this message, I would like to challenge you to some worthwhile goals. First of all, the challenge of respecting authority. There seems to be a tendency among many young people to disregard and disrespect authority.
And there are some older people who encourage them in such behavior. But the Bible teaches us that there is authority, and that that authority is to be obeyed. Of course, I realize there are those who would try to influence us wrong, and we are not to be influenced by wrong, but there is authority. There is authority in the home. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There is authority in the congregation if you're attending with people of God, and there's authority in the state, and there's authority in the nation. And this authority, this proper authority I speak of, needs to be respected and needs to be regarded. They want to be what they call free. Many young people do, from restraint or rules, even from the rules of their parents in the home. But no one is really free, and no one is really doing all that they please to do. We all have a master, whether we want to admit it or not. Yes, we all have a master. Either we have Christ as our master or Satan as our master. And again, they are those who would say, well, I want to be free. I want to do as I please. But that's not facing reality. There are rules and there is authority and there is a master, whether he be a good master like Christ or whether he be an evil master like Satan. We are all servants. Yes, we're all servants. But the Lord Jesus said, we cannot serve two masters. Therefore, again, choices must be made as to who will be our master and whether we will obey those things which are just and right or whether we will disobey them. Young people must learn that through all their lives, they will have someone to whom they must give an account. In the home, parents, for this is right, as Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 1, or in the school, there's principals and there's teachers, and they're out there on the job. There are foremen, there are bosses, there are companies, and there are owners of those companies. And when you get on the highways, there are state troopers that will have control of the responsibility of keeping order and of keeping people from breaking the law. Although when it comes to traffic and speed, there's many, many people who break the law and exceed the speed limits. But the police have that responsibility and they have the authority to back up that responsibility. That's why they give you tickets for speeding from time to time. Now, young people should seek to obey God in all things. And I do want to emphasize that. Young people should seek to obey God in all things. Again, our text says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That's from Ecclesiastes 12:1. And then when we read in the latter part of this same chapter, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Paul says to obey the laws of the land, according to Romans 13:1. Young people need to learn to choose your friends carefully and do not allow a crowd to persuade you to do evil. How many times have young people been with a group and someone suggests something wrong, something evil, and if you don't go along with them, you're a square or you're somebody that's odd or so on? No, I say, young people, do what is right. and do not allow others to choose your way for you. Choose what is right, and do not allow others to persuade you to do what is wrong. Now, the challenge of becoming responsible. Learn to work hard. Hard work is good. It's good for you. It is a good thing for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. So we read in Lamentations 3:27, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. So the challenge of becoming responsible is yours as you grow older in life. Young ladies, learn to work hard. This will help you later to be a responsible wife and mother. Young men, learn to work hard. This will be a help to you later to hold down a good job, make yourself valuable to your employer so that he'll want to keep you and not fire you. It may well keep you in your job if you will work hard and be diligent. Seest thou a man diligent in business, he shall stand before kings. The writer of Proverbs had many hard things to say about laziness. And we are not to be slothful, we're not to be lazy, no. Young people as well as older people need to work and they need to work hard. That's commendable, that's good in the Lord's sight. As important as physical labor is, and we must labor, of course, in this temple world in which we live, but as important as physical labor for temple needs is, there is a labor even more important, the work of the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. And the young people, if they will realize this and diligently endeavor to do it, young people can be an influence for what is right even better than older people. It's something about young people who are determined to stand up for Jesus and to hold to the right. Their influence is great, and they can be a great influence for what is right. And surely that is needed in the world today. There's so much out there in the world that's evil and vile and wicked, and so many that are following the wrong way, doing the wrong things, doing those things which are harmful and destructive. Beloved, sin is never edifying. Sin never lifts you up. Sin never helps you. It always hurts you. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is costly. Sin is detrimental. Sin is harmful. One definition for sin is missing the mark. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you more than you want to pay. For the wages of sin is death. Let us therefore hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, the challenge of gaining wisdom. As important as a good education is, education of itself is not wisdom. No, filling your head with knowledge is not with education is not necessarily wisdom. What we need is wisdom to use the knowledge. Many people use the knowledge that they have wrongfully, and they do wrongful things through their knowledge. But wisdom teaches us that we should do what is right. Wisdom teaches us that we should obey God. Yes, it is the wise man that built his house upon the rock. Remember, Jesus gave us a parable of two men. One was wise and one was foolish. And he said the wise man dug down deep till he struck the rock, and he built his house upon the rock. The storms of life came. Yes, the problems of life arise. But His house stood because it was founded upon the rock. Now, Jesus was talking here about our lives, the lives that we live. We are building. It's not a literal house that we're building as far as our life is concerned, but Jesus compares it to a house. Now, the wise man, I say, built his house upon a rock. And when the storms of life came, it stood because it was founded upon a rock. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. In other words, he did not build his house upon a sure foundation. He did not build his house upon what was right. He did things which were wrong. And the storms of life came and beat upon his house. The rains came against it, the winds blew, and his house fell. And great was the fall of it because it was founded upon the sand. So I say it is important to get an education, but education of itself is not wisdom. It's not enough. In fact, many of our colleges today are staffed with people who will destroy your faith in God if you let them. By these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. Much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And that's Ecclesiastes 12, along with verse 13, which I have already referred to. Now, Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach Israel the statutes and judgments. So we read in the book of Ezra, chapter 7 and verse 10. Now, this was after the children of Israel, or Judah, had been carried away into captivity of Babylon for 70 years. And then King Cyrus allowed them to return to Judah to rebuild the temple and to rebuild the walls and so forth. And Ezra was a well-able scribe, and he taught Judah the things of the Lord. And it says in regard to Ezra himself, Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Beloved, someone who is not doing what is right is in no position to try to teach others to do what is right. No, we can't say, well, don't do as I do, but do as I say. No, we are to do what is right and then endeavor to help others to do what is right. The story is told of a man who left his home one evening to go to a bar, and he heard a noise behind him, and he looked around, and there his little son was following him, and he turned and he said to his little son, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going with you, Daddy." And the man thought, and he stood there a moment, he turned around, he picked up his little boy and took him back to the house, and he said, "You will never follow me to the bar." But people are doing what is wrong, and they are influencing other people to do what is wrong. But let me encourage young people today to do what is right, and let your light shine and be a real influence upon other young people and upon all from whom you can influence them. It is the spiritual wisdom that will lead you to eternal life. Yes, we're all going to have to leave this world. And as I read a few moments ago, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So we're all going to have to face God in judgment. And we're all going to have to answer to the life that we live. And the challenge is to reject worldliness and evil and ungodly things, and for to choose what is right. Young people should be happy and enjoy their youth. Yes, God wants young people to enjoy their youth, and he wants them to remember him while doing so. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee. But know this, or know thou, that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9. It is a real challenge for young people to live in this world today and not be a partaker of its evil deeds, but it is possible by the grace of God. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, Jesus said in his prayer, John 17 and 16, talking about his disciples. And this includes your manner of dress, your manner of speech, the places you go, the things that you do. Live the Bible standard of holiness and have the blessings and the approval of Almighty God upon your youth. The challenge of growing spiritually with all your youthful endeavors in life, do not make the mistake of neglecting your spiritual growth. The kingdom of God must come first above all else. Keep thyself pure, Paul told Timothy in 5:22. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So Paul wrote to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. So there are many challenges for the young people today, but I would challenge you to fear God and keep His commandments. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can listen to a number of broadcasts if you missed any, and you can also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can join us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
You may have